Blog Talk Radio.
Taking you up into the midnight hour, to the north, to the south, I turn to the west and to the east, broadcasting live. Thank you, God. All four corners of this crazy planet Earth. For the last. Shack, turn on all your lights now because I'm sitting in the dark and this show can only be heard in the dark. And it is dark now because here along the eastern coast of the great United States, we turned our clocks back 1 hour, so it's dark. Getting dark anyway. Already at 5:30 p.m. This show started 15 years ago. As a dream. Just a dream. Yes, a dream that was made possible by blogtalkradio.com. 15 years ago, there's a little candle and a picture of a cake up at blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, as we celebrate, or should I say, I, the solo host, creator, producer, one-woman show here on Night Owls Radio, I celebrate 15 years on the air. On November 8th in 1988, three eights in a row, November 8th, 1988, approximately 1 week after All Hallows Eve, Halloween, I started this show because I said I could do a paranormal supernatural show. I've certainly had enough paranormal supernatural experiences in my own life. And after listening to Art Bell for years in this show, I said, and other shows like it, I can do that, and guess what? I have since 2008, so where have you been? Where have you been, and what have you been doing for the past 15 years? I also accomplished during that time finishing not one, not two, not three, but 4 degrees up until my MBA. So I was on and off because of technical issues, on and off the air here because of studying full-time and taking classes full-time, on and off. And I hope it encourages all of you to do the same and make those changes in your life, because it came down for me to just three words. Just do it. I got to sing on Broadway in Manhattan in New York City in 2015 for I really do have a beautiful voice. And some of you are going to have to hear that one day. I'll just sing through a show. For Wicked the Musical, and isn't that apropos, Wicked the Musical is what I sang for on Broadway back in 2015. And today, it is the annual Listener's Choice Night, which we do every time we celebrate an anniversary here. The candles are lit at blogtalkradio.com, Ms. X. And the movie is From Hell It Came by Listener Choice Request. And I have to tell you, and I'm just playing it in the background here, a scene from Hell It Came. This was absolutely riveting. It was fascinating me right before going on air because I don't recall seeing this one where the tree comes alive. You know, it's a black and white movie. It's sort of gray and white, so the tree looks grayish, but I can see how this could be absolutely scary for little kids. And when I started the show, I said I was never going to do a show that was scary for kids, because when I was about six years old, because it came out in 1975, I finally found the episode, by the way, that scared me. There was this episode on the old E.G. Marshall radio show, Radio Mystery Theater, and it was the scariest, I'm not even going to imitate it for you now, okay, it was two sisters, one of the sisters passed away, and the ghost was haunting her, and I couldn't even, as a child, after listening to this, I couldn't even go through an echoey lobby or hall, you know how there's those echoey rooms in between buildings? I was walking in one with my brother at the time and my siblings, and you know, my voice echoed, oh, and we'd automatically say the lines from that scary Radio Mystery Theater show because her voice would echo. And I said, E.G. Marshall is a terrible person. He's scared kids. I will never do that. I remember saying to my mother, I will never, because I was an actress from the time I was 4 years old. I said, I will never do any show as an actress that would scare kids the way that E.G. Marshall show did. So go and check out From Hell It Came with the trees that come, well, a tree. I believe it's one tree that comes alive over there in the jungles. In the jungle or wherever. And then he throws this woman into the quicksand. I don't want to ruin the whole movie for you. She has her leg perfectly placed in an actressy ballet move. Because when you're an actress and you go for auditions, they often tell us, you're going to have to dance for this audition. And you should take ballet and tap. And all these dance lessons, you should do it. Ballet and tap. And you can just tell these actresses, particularly in the 40s, and the 50s and these old horror movies, when they were getting picked up and carried by monsters, you know, by assorted monsters or huge science fiction insects. Oh, my favorite, you know, insects that get huge. Huge insect movies. Huge insect movies. Those are my favorite. When they were getting carried, they always poised their leg perfectly, even though they had fainted. And you can just tell it's a ballet type of stance. A ballet move. I have a lot of people, before we get into the best, I don't want to call it the best of show, but I'm going to play at least one clip for you from the past here in the vault as we celebrate 15 years on the air, blogtalkradio.com, Ms. X. The people to thank, and it's incredible to me, just so excited, absolutely incredible, that Blog Talk Radio number one gave me the opportunity for 15 years to do this show, to meet people I might not have ever come into contact with, to have people that have supported this show as listeners from the start. And most of you know who you are, but I'm going to just name a few. Oh, Crazy Ralph. Yes, I remembered his pseudonym. Crazy Ralph was the very first person who sent me an email back in 2008 to early 2009 and said, we're going to get listeners to your show. I've talked about that before. on here. She brought listeners in. The great, and I mean the great, Francie Weatherman of national TV fame, who also came to have a show on blogtalkradio.com. She has brought in probably the majority of my listeners in America. And worldwide, I have had listeners worldwide as far as New Zealand, Europe, Asia, all over this world, Asia, where I wish to visit, by the way, listening to this show for years. JL has been a wonderful supporter. He's a filmmaker who was based in Texas and now in Massachusetts. That's just to name a few of the very loyal people who will message me. Stan, thank you, Stan. Love you. People that have come up to me at these little meetings, these horror conventions that I've mentioned before. I had never been to a horror convention in my life. I didn't even know about them, really, until I started doing this show. I grew up watching horror hosts and horror movies by the dozens, literally, by the dozens, through the 1970s and the 80s, until I started dating and going out on weekends. And then I didn't watch the shows anymore, baby. But you're not a baby. You are not a baby. What I wanted to do was bring a show that combined paranormal topic guests, people that are trying to solve the mysteries of this planet. And in the course of that, I told you that we solve the mysteries here, unlike other shows. I discovered that these things on this planet that seem strange to us, it's because we're thinking, we have limited thinking here, and we're thinking in terms of this planet. So these things are not strange. They're not unusual. They just seem that way to us because they flip by. You know, they flip by, you'll see, maybe you'll see an image of a person or something, you know, unexplainable. It's happened to me. It's happened to people I know. And even scarier, this will send a chill through you, it's happened to us both at the same time. So me and another person saw the same thing more than once at the same time. These things seem scary, but really, there is no mystery. The mystery one day, all these mysteries will make sense to us. So I wanted to combine all those shows that do paranormal topic things, trying to find solutions and answers with UFOs and paranormal activity. I wanted to combine that with the great old sci-fi monster horror movies because those two things are related. And I am the first show to do that. I believe I am the first show. I know I'm the first female horror host out of my area, which gave you some of the great, famous, world-famous horror hosts. I come from an area of world-famous horror hosts. Proud to be the first woman to do this. So we're going to step back into time now on this show for celebrating 15 years, back to January 2020. Year January 2020 for a little clip about what happened to John Teeter.
And that's been apparently over 10 years. Anyone has heard from a person identifying themselves under the pseudonym John Teeter, who claims to be a time traveler. Now, if you haven't listened to this show for any length of time, you might know that time travel is a real pet peeve. Why? Well, time in general, kind of a icky situation for me. It's kind of one of those icky topics because I believe that time, because remember, this is the show where we don't just discuss the paranormal, we solve the paranormal mystery. Time is pretty much a man-made device. Clocks are man-made, a way of catching rhythm and math, if you think about it, you go deep into your head like I always do. It's about rhythm and track, and then it's something about the moon, and time was dictated by...
Yeah, time was created by man to keep order, and it uses some scientific facts, which aren't really facts, but they're accepted as facts on this planet. So that was a little clip from January 2020, what happened to time traveler, supposed time traveler, John Teeter. And again, I want to thank all of my listeners. And if you have not been listening in recent years, come back. I want to say, where have you been? Where have the listeners gone? Where have the listeners gone? Because you haven't been here. You need to come back. Come back. Come back. And turn off the lights now and listen. BlogTalkRadio.com. Miss-X. And as always, don't forget the hyphen. BlogTalkRadio.com. The mysterious Miss-X. That's your address. BlogTalkRadio.com. Miss-X. And until next time, happy screams.
Happy screams.